In My Room, The Recovery Journey as Encountered by a Psychiatrist. Written by Jim Lucy and read by Kevin Healy. Colm is a barber. He has a wife, a family, a home and a business. On the surface, his life is pretty good. In many respects, he is a tidy man. For example, he likes to take care of his own clothes. One day, while carefully ironing his shirt, he accidentally burnt his left forearm. The burn was so painful that it required him to go to the emergency department. There, his injury was dressed, and later he was discharged home. The very next day, Colm returned to the same emergency department. This time, he had a similar injury on his right forearm. This second burn mirrored exactly the original burn on his left arm. The emergency department nurses were at a loss to explain why any man should present to them on consecutive days with symmetrical self-inflicted burns to both of his forearms. At first, Colm would not explain it, but with a little persuasion, he agreed to stay to speak to a psychiatrist, and so I was called to see him. Colm spoke carefully as we sat in a noisy little side room down a corridor in the emergency department. The busy sounds of activity in the hospital made it hard to find space for reflection, but Colm was keen to speak. "It's actually a relief to be here and to be talking with you. I've been under quite a bit of stress. Business is not great. One of my kids has been unwell, and we're trying to get to the root of what has caused that. I know my wife has been worrying about me a lot." So how had he come to injure himself? How had it happened twice? Could he see that it was puzzling? Was he a risk to himself? Was he feeling despair? Colm denied any real risk to his safety. "I am not going to harm myself," he said. "I never intended to end my life. This is about something else entirely." It's hard to find the exact words. "All I can say is that my life is becoming chaotic. I'm having a lot of unwelcome thoughts. Images come into my mind, some of filth and contamination. I can't tell anybody about them. I don't call these images up. They just seem to come from somewhere. I find them intrusive. They make me deeply uncomfortable. I try to put the bad thoughts out of my mind. Some of them are disgusting. They're all pointless, but they come into my mind despite my best efforts. They go around and around my mind, seemingly without end. I can't clear them. As hard as I try, I cannot put them out of my mind." Colm explained his history of similar thoughts. "I have had bouts of this before, and I've been able to get relief by counting numbers in my head. I can place things in order all around me, and that seems to relieve things and distract me. I find that if I can place things in straight lines and I can put things in balance all around me, the bad thoughts are contained. I like it when things are in order. When my numbers add up and things are where they should be, I feel everything is going to be all right. The terrible horrors that fill my thoughts seem less likely once I can straighten everything out. Does that make sense?" On closer questioning, it became clear that Colm's mood had been very low for the past 3 months. "I'm not sleeping great. I can't say that I'm enjoying much in life. I don't have a lot of energy. I've lost my libido. I can't explain why. I haven't had any intimacy with my wife in some time. I have lost interest in lots of things. I'm becoming quite sad. Hopeless, actually. It's been going on for a few months now. Initially, I tried sticking to the old plan of counting things and putting things in order, but it doesn't seem to work anymore.